Okay, Chevro. Chevro. We're going to begin. Learning tonight. The Shabbos. Learning tonight should be asked. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. How long are you married?
November,
so 7. I'm saying, it's a Baruch Hashem. Anyways, L'maisa, the learning tonight that was asked should be to Refu Shalema for Yehuda Ben Vita, who had some sort of surgery today on his back and needs a Refu and Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem, he should have a big Refu Shalema Bekar of Mamish. Amen. However, though we're still davening and yearning and hoping that we're going to be zoichet to geula, we're going to be zoichet to Mashiach Tzidkenu Bekar of Mamish, and not need to commemorate the 3 weeks, Ben Amitzarim, not need to be fasting this upcoming Sunday. One of my talmidim, one guy called me this past week about the tainus. Looking for some sort of kula. Levaisa, when he started the question, I thought, oh, you must be asking me for your wife who had a baby recently. So he starts laughing and he asked for some kula that was pretty far-fetched kula. Levaisa, I mean, obviously, I didn't give it to him. But Levaisa, I thought maybe he was just yearning and hoping that what he meant was, we're not going to have to be fasting. We're not going to have to be fasting this upcoming Sunday, which is Shivas Abitamas Shenidche. Shabbos Kodesh is already Shivas Abitamas. The hope is we won't have to fast. The hope is all of us won't have to fast. Not because we're looking for kulas, not because we need outs. Because we're going to be zoichet to simcha, and we're going to be zoichet to bracha, and zoichet to geula. But at the same time, when you hit this point, and we're already within a few days, you have to be realistic on some level, and you have to have achana, and you have to prepare that if we're not zoichet to Mashiach b'meira, if we're not zoichet, so we have to know how to tap into the koichas of these days, so that we could utilize this iris of these days, so we'll be zoichet to geula. It's like every single year, for the past many years, I don't even know, maybe it's been about 5 years, we've been zoichet to have a very, very special program in DRS, Tisha B'Av. And Chevra asked me always within the few weeks before if we're going to have it again, what the details are, and I try always to wait as late as possible to concretize exactly what the schedule is going to be, or even do my own hachanas as far as preparing for that day in all different ways. Try to wait as late as possible, because mamish, my hope is that we're not going to have Tisha B'Av in DRS, Tisha B'Av at all, and Tisha B'Av will be a Moed, like we say in Eicha, that it should be V'Karlei Moed, Karlei Moed, that it should be a Moed, it should be a Simcha, and Emet Hashem, already Shivas HaBatamas will be a Moed, will be a Simcha. But at the same time, Higi Azman, and it's close enough that we have to do some Achana, and hopefully in this Chuz of the Achana, we'll take to heart what the Avelus should be if it was needed, and hopefully that tzchus will be zaycha to geula shleima b'mher b'yameinu kar of mamish. Because the emes is, in order to bring geula, the most logical way is to try to the best of our ability to understand the reason for the galus. If we understand the galus, we can understand the geula. We can understand what we need to do in order to bring about geula. We understand why the galus occurred, why Churban Beis HaMikdash occurred, why are we suffering, each and every one of us here, until today, on a global level, on an individual level. We look around at the world is one big galus. That's Vadim. As man hazeh, you don't have to look far. That the entire world is one big galus. If you look in what seemingly are countries that are normal, big countries, countries like Turkey, countries like France, and what's going on in these countries, and Vada, what goes on in Eretz Yisrael, for all of the history of Eretz Yisrael since Churban Beis HaMikdash. So we're in Golus. And in order to understand how to get out of this Golus, we have to understand why the Golus began. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into Golus? The emes is, before we even get to Tisha B'Av, preceding the Tisha B'Av is the Shivas HaBatamas. preceding the Tisha B'Av is Yishuv HaZapatamas. And the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chavavim and Aleph on the bottom, going into Chavavim and Beis on the top, famous Gemara, talks about both of these days. How there are Chamisha Dvarim Irus Avaseinu B'Shuv HaZapatamas V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. Five grand tragedies, occurrences on Shuv HaZapatamas, and five tragedies, occurrences on Tisha B'Av, and goes through all of them, Ayin Sham. Obviously, the biggest being Churban Beis Hamikdash by Sreichin by Sheni and Tisha B'Av. But of the 10, what was the very first? Of the 10 tragedies that are listed in this Gemara, of all 10, what was the very first? What was the very first? The very, very first of all the tragedies was actually the first one that is recorded in the Gemara. The first words of Tainus Chavavim Beis, Nishtabru Haluchos. On Shiva Aser B'Tamiz, the Luchos were broken. The Maral already goes through, and the Maral explains how, in a certain sense, Shiva Aser B'Tamiz were the warning signs prior to a Tisha B'Av. So in a certain sense, if you want to ensure that a Tisha B'Av doesn't occur, a Churban of a Tisha B'Av doesn't occur, you have to first look at Shiva HaZapatamas. And if you're able to be mitaki in the Shiva HaZapatamas, but some of you never have to come to a Tisha B'Av. And if we look at all the different occurrences of all 10, but specifically focusing on Shiva HaZapatamas, the first occurrence, and therefore seemingly the source of all the tragedies of all of history in a certain sense, was Nishtabru HaLuchos. The luchos were broken. Now the luchos were broken. The Gemara is telling us the tragedy, the punishment, what ultimately happened. What did we do wrong to deserve of nishtabru aluchos? Because that's what we have to look at to understand what we have to fix, obviously. So we all know, why were the luchos broken? Because of chet ega. In other words, just simply understanding this Gemara, just understanding Gemara and Tainus, understanding the Avodah of Shiva HaZapatamas, and seemingly the Avodah of the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzarim, and the Avodah maybe of the whole year in a certain sense, as we're Mitzapel Yeshua, Mitzapel Gula, and we're yearning for Beis HaMikdash, and we're yearning for Mashiach. And it's not just Chabad that yearns for Mashiach. Achakelo b'chol yom shavo, each and every one of us. I hope, a global Mashiach, an individualized Mashiach, we all need it. We all know of tragedies, and we all have tragedies. So we have to understand that the very first was Nishtabru HaLuchos, and therefore Chet HaEgel. If you open up an Eved Chaim, right in the beginning, in Shar Aleph, in Perek Vav, Zion over there, he talks about how we all know that the world was created in a Mokum of Olam Haba, unbelievable glory of God, or Haganas. And then what? Then came Chet Adam Arishon, and the whole world was flipped upside down, and the world as we know it was basically what we have. And the whole avoid of mankind is to be mitaken Chet of Adam Arishon, as we know from many Sifri Chassidus and many Sifri Machshava. But the Nefesh Chaim explains that actually by Har Sinai, when we got to Har Sinai, at Har Sinai, everything, there was tikkun for everything. Har Sinai was a starting over point in a certain sense. Karbal Zatorah was going to be a Zman of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet. Everybody was healed, everything was perfect. We were back to the world as it was supposed to be until Chet of Chet Egel. And by Chet Egel went back to Kilu Adam Rishon Acher Achet. In other words, what? Meaning us, what are we trying to attack? No longer Adam, no longer the Chet of Eta Das, but the Chet of the Egel. It's the Chet Egel that we're trying to be mitaken. And that's the key to Geula. As we see, Rashi explains in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Sorry, it's a beginning. Where is it? Is it over there? Yeah. Paraklam base pasiklam dal and kisiso biyom pakti vakati alim chatosam. Rashi there says, ma'at mina avon azeh, a little bit of this avon of cheta egel im shara avonos. Anytime we sin, it's linked to cheta of what? Cheta egel. Ve'eim pronios ba el Yisrael. There's no punishment that happens to us. Nothing bad that happens to us on an individual or global level. She'eim ba'ksas mipiron avon ha'egel. That's not linked to the egel. So we're trying to be metakin chet ha'egel. Each and every one of us. And this is what we have to understand. So let's understand how to. Because if we understand how to fix chet ha'egel, we could understand how to fix our lives and fix the world and bring geula to the world. Be dancing with Mashiach. So we open up this week's parsha. Because the emes is we have to live with the parsha. We say it here all the time. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal taught us this. So we have to live with the parsha. The parsha is here. If the parsha, this parsha falls out, Shiva Aser Batam is the day of Chet HaEgel, of Nishtu Beru Aluchos. This must be the parsha that teaches us how to be Metakin Chet HaEgel. And specifically at the beginning of the 3 weeks, this is the parsha that's telling us the key to Geula, the key to what we need to focus on during these days. If you look in the Targum Yainasem Ben Uzi, on Perach Avdal Pasuk Aleph, you find that we know Bilam HaRasha was trying to curse Bnei Yisrael, trying to have us destroyed. But he understood how to destroy us, that he said, going to have to bring out the Chatoim. Eventually, that's why he tells Balak we have to actually cause us to sin. But at first, when he tries to curse us, he tries to mention different sins and tries to tap into different sins, to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't deserve favoritism of his. And there, Targum Yonatan ben Uzziel says on the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Vayashas el Amidbar Panav, like he turned and looked at the Midbar, the desert, what was he turning and looking to? Vishavi Limidbara Anpoi Lamad Kerlem Uvda de Egla. He was looking back, he was looking to the desert where they did the Chet HaEgel. He was trying to tap into Chet HaEgel. Bilam understood it, that that's what we suffer from until today. And Bilam was trying to tap into Chet HaEgel. You hear? But what do we see? How do we ultimately defeat Bilam? So there's a Rashi that we have to understand, the Peladik Rashi. On the surface, we don't understand the Bechlal. So we know what happens. We have Bilam's coming, and he's trying to come and curse us. And what does he have? He has a talking donkey. Mamish, Vayiftach Hashem is Pia Ason. It's one of the amazing miracles of Chumash. The talking donkey. Until the movie Shrek, nobody understood what this is. Now you can tell the story and everybody understands a little bit. Okay, yeah, now it's normal. Now it seems like it's possible. Because you saw it. Because Disney made a cartoon, Echreznish, that there's a talking donkey. So now it could be possible that there was a talking donkey. Now it makes sense. Before Disney, it must be that this is some Bubba Meisa. Now it must be it's Emes. But Lemaisa, we all understand this is a tremendous nace of us. We understand this tremendous nace. No, Emes. I teach some chinuch during the summer to little kids, and telling over about the parsha. So I tell over the parsha. Yeah, it's normal. That's like in Shrek. It's not like it's no longer. It's not a miracle anymore. It's Hashem Yerachim. It's very sad. Lemaisa, it's a big miracle. So the pasuk says, "Vayiftach Hashem is pi awesome." Atomer lebilam masis v'locha. Kiki Sani Zash Sholosh Regalim. Interesting Lasho, and then Rashi picks up on it immediately, based on the Medrash Tanchuma, that this donkey says, "What are you doing hitting me 3 times?" But he uses Lasho Sholosh Regalim. So Rashi there says from the Medrash Tanchuma, Ramazlo, Atoma Vakish Lakar Uma, Hachogege Sholosh Regalim Bishana? Do you think you're gonna defeat this nation that keeps Sholosh Regalim? That's what the donkey was saying, Biderach Remez. Do you think that's why he mentioned Sholosh Regalim? So obviously, somehow, what the Medrash is telling us, what the Torah is telling us, that the Sholosh Regalim could defeat Chet HaEgel. If we understand, based on Targum Yonatan ben Uzziel, that what? Follow me now, Chevra, right? That Bilam was trying to curse us, to destroy us, using what? Chet HaEgel, which we see is our downfall, is so much the source of our punishments throughout history. Why is he not going to have an effect? Why is he not going to be able to do it? Because we keep Sholosh Regalim. So somehow, we have to understand, the Sholosh Regalim somehow are koyach to defeat Chet HaEgel. Then it doesn't give us so much comfort yet, because Lemaisa, there's none of the Sholosh Regalim coming up anytime soon. So I'm not sure what that means for the 3 weeks, and we're going to have to discuss, but we'll get there. The great poet Rav Eliezer HaKalir actually has a piyut in the Shachris on Pesach that says Eila is mechaper for Eila. And what you're referring to? The pasuk says by the Egel, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, or Eila Elohecha Yisrael, and we know by Yontav, Eila Moed Hashem, Eila is mechaper leEila. Somehow, the Sholosh Regalim is mechaper for Chet Egel. And that's what we're seeing here. And that's why Bilam will be defeated by the Sholosh Regalim. We have to understand what this means. Oh, additionally, what else defeated Chet Egel? And what else defeats Bilam? So this is another Medrash Tanchuma. If you look in the Psukim, in Perek Chavez, there are three different times that the Malach appears. Three times the Malach comes and to try to stop Bilam. And the Medrash Tanchuma on Ezches tells us it's Keneged the Sholosh Avos. The Sholosh Avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So somehow as well, that was also stopping Bilam. The Koyach, the Schus Avos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So now we have what? That somehow Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and the Sholosh Regalim are Keneged the Egel. Emes is, it makes a lot of sense. Not yet b'derech machshava, but on other Mamre Chazal that we understand. First of all, in Parashas Kisisa, we do find that Moshe Rabbeinu immediately, when he's davening for Bnei Yisrael after Chet Egel, says, Zuchar l'avnu z'yakov v'avdecha. Remember Avnu z'yakov. In other words, that will be the kapara, right? To read it in the Medrash, the Medrash Rabbah takes this and explains. Listen, follows, because we're going to dash in this. Something came to me this week, I think very special in this. Davar Acher, Medrash Rabbah and Parsha Memdalid. Zocher la'Avram, let's remember Avram. Lama Masker Kan Shal Shavos. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu mentioning Shal Shavos Keneged Chet Egel? He says as follows. Amrin Rabbanan, Amar Moshe. Im Sreifa, Im Chayavim. Let's say we deserve to be burnt at stake. We deserve Sreifa. Because of Chet Egel. Or hot lead down our throat, whatever it was. Sreifa, some sort of Sreifa. Zechor la'Avram, let's remember Avram. Shenasa nafsho l'kivshon esh. Lisareif al shemecha. V'teitzei Sreifa, asol l'Sreifas banav. He threw himself into a fire. He already was willing to die by the fire. Let's use that for the Sreifa that we deserve because of Chet Egel. V'im hariga im chayim, we deserve some other type of death. Death by sword. Zechor l'Yitzchak aviyim. Let's remember Yitzchak. Shepasha tavaro gavim is be'ach l'shachir ha-shemecha. V'teitzei rigasol ha-rigas banim. He was willing to be shechted. Let's take Yitzchak and he could take our punishment for us as he was willing to. V'im galus heim chayavim. If we're chayiv galus. If we deserve galus because of Chet Egel. Zechor l'Yaakov aviyim. Let's remember Yaakov. Shegolam mi-beis avim l'charam be'eto el be'elu. Havid chorlavim l'tsugia Yisrael. You hear, chavra? So Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Medrash is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu understood to tap into Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov as a tikkun for Chet Egel. What else do we know? There's another Medrash that tells us that the Sholosh Regalim are connected Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Pesach is connected Avram, Shavuos is connected Yitzchak, and Sukkot is connected Yaakov. Not to get into all the depth and all of that right now, but we've heard this before, and we know this, and it's mamish a beferish medrash in Chazal that the Sholosh Regalim are connected to Avos. So we're seeing it's coming together. At least we see many mekoros in Chazal that the Sholosh Regalim and the Sholosh Avos are one as tikkun for Chet Egel, and that's what we're seeing in our parsha as well. We have to understand this deeply tonight. I was thinking about it, maybe. That's why each is connected each holiday. Avram, the Medrash we just read, said, Avram threw himself into a fire for Klal Yisrael, well, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the Medrash saying that should be on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's why it's connected Pesach. Pesach is understood in the Sifrei Machshava as the Kor HaBarzel. Pesach is understood, meaning Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, Mitzrayim. The whole goal of Mitzrayim, which is hard to understand why we needed it, was some kur harbarzel, meaning a makom for us to what's the English word for that? What's a good word for that? To refine ourselves, like you refine metal in a hot fire and get rid of all the impediments. That's what the purpose of Mitzrayim was, to refine us in a proper way, to be zoicha, to come out and to be metaken ourselves and be right. So we put ourselves in a fire and came out, in a sense, just like Avram. Right? Yitzchak is Shavuos. What did Yitzchak do? Yitzchak was close to being killed. What happened in Shavuos? Kafel Ma'akigigis. And Shavuos, we had Kabbalah Torah, Kafel Ma'akigigis. We also put ourselves, we almost were killed. We also were almost killed in the same way. And Yaakov is connected to Sukkos. If Yaakov, we said, is Golas, Sukkos, Vada, we go into our Sukkos, we're going Golas. So they all make sense why they resemble each other in a very beautiful way. L'maisa, let's understand Chevra. Let's understand, what is this Pshat? Because we all don't want to have to suffer through the next 3 weeks. We know year in and year out the tragedies of the summer. Year in and year out, in our community, in the Gantz Olam, in Eretz Yisrael, we're all worried what's going to be this summer in Eretz Yisrael, because every summer in Eretz Yisrael somehow has been lo aleinu so difficult. Every summer throughout the year, the tragedies, if you think about tragedy of Klal Yisrael, b'prat or b'chlal, it's always in the summer almost. So constant of this Zman of Tzaras that we don't want, that we want to be Mitakin. And we're saying tonight we have to be Mitakin Chet Egel. And we can be Mitakin Chet Egel, we're saying now, through Shol Shugolim and Shol Shavos. What's Pshat? First of all, before we get to Pshat, B'derech Machshava, I have to share a Torah of Yira Kadosh. The last 2 weeks in Shir, somehow, the Eibishter has brought us, the last 2 weeks, those who have been here and those who have listened, the last 2 weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us a lot of Torah that have been Mekushar to Purim. We've been talking a lot about Purim. Tammuz, as we said, is the Tzeref, Shem Havaya. Zain in the Shavali, it's Purim, right?
Purim July.
Oh, like in the camps, right. So everyone, we should have sent that in the text today. Everyone should dress up, costume, and Purim Suda. Okay, I guess you don't need costume for Purim Suda, actually. All right, L'maisa. L'maisa, we're not sharing Purim Torah tonight, but when you mention the Yira Kodosh, when you mention the Yira Kodesh, you think Purim. That's how I think Purim, at least. I think Purim with the Heilige Torah of the Yira Kodesh, which hopefully everybody knows.
Goldfish.
But this is another Torah of the Yira Kodesh. And this Torah of the Yira Kodesh, I shared, it was a shir last year, I gave it over. I think it might have been at this table, I don't remember. I know I gave this over once. And usually I try not to share, to repeat too often, but Lamei said when it's Yira Kodesh, you can repeat it as much as you want, I feel. Listen to this Yira Kodesh. This Yira Kodesh, mamish. Gilad, it's worth coming tonight. Just to repeat this Yira Kodesh. This is Nevuot Ruach HaKodesh. This is one of those Torahs. Truth is, I feel like it says every week or every other week. But Lamaisa, that's the godless of Torah. Torah is so special that it's so infinite. And the Chochma Elokis, and you learn Torah, it's like, man can't do this. Yira Kodesh had to have Ruach HaKodesh to come up with this. The Yiddish Kodesh goes through. If you go through Chumash and Rashi, Parashat Kisiso, we could do, if everyone wants to stay over, you could do it. I'll tell it outside now, but it would just take long to read through all the Psukim and the Rashis right now. But it comes out, you read through, and I'll tell you the Cheshbin, that the Chet HaEgel was 6 hours long. Let me explain. It's very Pasha. It's not so difficult, but if you read through Rashi, it's Pasha like this. B'nai Yisrael, we all know. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm coming back in 40 days. They were one day off in their cheshbon, right? They miscalculated by a day. Right away, immediately, they mamish are gebruch. They don't know what's going to be without their leader. They fell apart. Mamish, one day they fell apart. They're ready already to, they want Egel. So Aaron goes, and we know famously, Aaron agrees, right? Aaron's part of it, because Aaron sees what happens to Hur, and Aaron wants to at least stay in the game and hopefully help out some way. He had obviously good motive behind what he was trying to do. But also, what does he do? He says, okay, but he says, Mochar Tachogu. He says, fine, but we'll sell it. Let's push it off one day. What was he doing? He was buying time. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu was coming back. He didn't know exactly when. He figured, if I push this off a day, by that point, Moshe Rabbeinu will come back. So now they're the next morning. They pushed off the next morning. They get up in the morning, and they start celebrating Yontav Le'egel Zav. When did Moshe Rabbeinu come back? Sixth hour of the day. Boishesh, Rashi, right? Chazal Darshan, Boishesh, the Shesh, Bishesh, in the sixth hour of the day. So the whole Chet Egel Therefore, the cheshbon is the length of the chet egel is 6 hours long. There was 6 hours where they're singing and dancing and doing their thing around chet egel, whatever was going on over there. It was 6 hours long, okay? So 6 hours of chet egel. You hear? Good, everyone followed. That wasn't so good. Comes along the Hail Giyur HaKadosh. Yidda Kaddish says, if you take Shalosh Regalim, Midaraisa. How many days of Shalosh Regalim are there? We have 7 days Pesach, 7 days Sukkot, 1 day Shavuos. 7 days Pesach, 7 days Sukkot, 1 day Shavuos. 15 days. 15 days, and you times 15 to how many hours then are there of Yontiv? Who's good? Come on, new. Gilad, you're studying for all the tests. No, what's going on? 15 times 24. 15 times 24. No, I'm going to have to give it away. Elio is pulling out the calculator over here. Elio's pulling out the calculator.
You never get it right.
Who said what? Gilad, what do you say? 360. Beautiful. There we go. Good. Baruch Hashem. 15 times 24 is 360. You hear, Chevra? 360 happens to be Gematria Shas, but that's for another time. Or maybe for right now, we'll explain. Works out actually well. Comes along Yidda Kaddish says, if what Chet Egel, listen to Smash.
You ready?
Okay. Chet Egel was 6 hours long. What's our Avodah? We want to be Mevatel Chet Egel. Get rid of Chet Egel. How you Mevatel something? Echad B'shishim. What's 60 times 6? 360. Within the 360 hours of Yontiv, that's how we're mevatel and get rid of and mitaken the entire chet egel. You hear, Chevra? Tremendous. Ruach HaKadosh. Only Yira Kadosh come up with such a Torah. The Eibishter. So we're mevatel, mamish bittel of the 6 hours. Bittel of the 6 hours of chet egel. So we see again. Shalosh Regalim, mitakin chet egel. 360 hours of Shalosh Regalim is exactly bittel b'shishim of the 6 hours of chet egel. Unbelievable. That's why we could explain the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, famous Gemara, and you know this. You all know this in this room. Unfortunately, the Welt we live in doesn't know it. I hope doesn't know it, because if they know it and they still don't care, it's a big. It's worse. The Gemara says, "Kol hamevazes hamoados, kol hamevazes hamoados." Anyone's mevazes hamoados. What does that mean? You make the moed into a bizayon. You make the moed into a disgrace. You don't keep yontif properly. Is what ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah, like the eagle. And Rashi there says, what's it talking about? Kol mevazes hamoados. What's it talking about? What's it talking about? Watch yourself. You know what he's, you know what Rashi says we're talking about? Talks about chol hamoed. Kol mevazes hamoados is chol hamoed. It's interesting. Mamish, if you're mevazes chol hamoed, it's ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah. Meaning what? You wear big day chol on chol hamoed. You work like it's a regular day. It's a bizayon. That's not what it's supposed to be. Ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah. That's the halacha. Obviously, if it's a hefsim meruba, if you're going to lose your job or whatever it might be, fine. Vada der halachos, and that's not a bizayon. You don't really want, that's not a bizayon already. You don't really want to be. You don't want to go to work. You have to. You have no choice. Vada, that's not bizayon. But you have your own business, and you could take vacation days, or you could take vacation days then. But instead, no, I want to go to Puerto Rico in January, and I'll work on Chol HaMoed Pesach. I want to go to Cancun in Ichves Nish in the summer, or whatever, so I'll work on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Chol mevazes bizayon to the moed. Tamam is bizayon to the moed. Nish pashet. You go, you walk around big day chol and chol moed. Bizayon to the moed. Kilo of the vazar. I'm just learning Gemara. This sounds very harif. Like this is something that comes out of the world of the chlesnish. I don't know which world, whatever. But lemaisa. I'm just telling you the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's the halacha. The question is, why did Rashi learn this Gemara talking about chol moed? Maybe moed means yontiv. Meaning to say such a harif line. It's kilo oivid of a zara. Obviously, we all agree chol moed is a little less of a level than yontiv. Maybe it's talking about yontiv, the moed. Why extend it to chol moed? But based on what we said, all of these 15 days of Yontav are necessary to what? B'mavatel chayt egel. If it's ki'ilu ovid of Azara, because if you don't have any of these hours, you're back to being a chayt egel. It's ki'ilu ovid of Azara, because you never metakin chayt egel. And that's the Rashi saying, because it includes even cholamoid. Ain't a chanam yivad the Yontav, but even cholamoid, because you need all these hours. Oh. By the way, I saw in the Shvila Pinchas, I saw it in two different places, Shvila Pinchas. But recently, Parshas Balak, either Toshin Samach Tes or Toshin Ayin, it was one of those bigger Svarim that he used to have back in the day with the pictures.
So, first,
you sure it was in that one?
The only one of them.
No, no, I have both two big ones. I have both. Toshin Samach Tes and Toshin Ayin's like that. They're both, they look exactly the same. They're just two different years. They're big, the bigger ones. You'll see, I have them in the back. Toshin Samach Tes, Toshin Ayin. One of those years. He says, we could say as well that that's the Amkus, and listen to this, Chavra, listen to this Torah. Amkus of Birchas Kohanim. We know Birchas Kohanim is very linked to Yontav. Obviously, here in Chutzlar, it's the only time that we have Birchas Kohanim is Yontav. If you look at Birchas Kohanim, Birchas Kohanim has three psukim. Three psukim. Keneged v'shalosh regalim. Birchas Kohanim has 15 words. Keneged the 15 days. Birchas Kohanim has exactly 60 letters to show that the 15 days of the Shalosh Regalim is Batal B'Shishim. B'Chet HaEgel. More than that, how many brachos? Yivracha Hashem v'yishmeracha. Yivracha Hashem pana v'lecha v'chunek. How many brachos are there? There are six brachos. Through these six brachos, we're getting rid of the 6 hours of Chet Egel. And who are the ones that are Mekayim the Birchas Kohanim? The Kohanim from Shevet Levi, because they're the ones who could do it, because they didn't partake in the Chet Egel, so they're the ones who could bring this bracha. Even one step further, one step further. When was the first time Birchas Kohanim was given over? Listen to this, Chevra. Listen to this, Rashi. We know the first time was after Akamas HaMishkan. After Akamas HaMishkan, what was the whole point of Akamas HaMishkan? What was the Mishkan? As Rashi tells us, where is it? Over here. Rashi tells us the first Rashi, one of the first Rashis in Pekudei, if I'm not mistaken. Where is it? Give me a second. Sorry, Chevra. It says what? Mishkan Eidus, Eidus L'Yisrael Shevita L'Makadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Egel. The Mishkan was what? Kapar for Ma'isa Egel. After Akamas HaMishkan, he says Birchas Kohanim, because Birchas Kohanim is connected also the Egel, as the Shalosh Regalim. And that's what Mamish Aaron was trying to do. If you read Rashi and Shemini, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Kaven Shur Aaron Shakir V'Kolar Kabanos, V'Nasu Kol HaMasim, V'Lo Yardu Shechina Yisrael. They brought over the Kabanos, and still the Shechina didn't come down. Hayim Etzar, he was upset. He thought maybe it's Bishvili because of Chet Egel. And that's when he did Birchas Kohanim to bring the Shechina down as Kapara for Chet Egel. Oh. Okay, so now let's understand, Chavra. Now we see we're building something, and you understand that we're in the days of Chet Egel. The whole year is Chet Egel, our whole life is Chet Egel. That's what we're trying to be talking. But specifically, these upcoming 3 weeks, specifically Shivas Batamas. We're going to try, I hope, and not have to sit on the floor Tisha B'Av this year. We could be real. We have to believe in that also, believe in that possibility. And each and every one of us, we have our own nisyonos and our own tsaros on our own levels. But there comes Gashmias to Beruchdis. Gashmias is also tsaros. So we want to be metaking Chet HaEgel. So we have to tap into the koyach of Shal Shagolim and Shal Shavos. That's what we see here tonight. From all these mamras, from all this Torah, it was all just to teach us we have to tap into chait, we have to tap into Shal Shagolim, which are connected to Shal Shavos. So what's pshat? So I chanced upon this story this week. And I believe deeply this story is the key. I have no idea if this is a true story or not a true story. I just saw it, and I read it, and I printed it out to read to the Chevra. And one day, B'Shatay V'Slachas, you'll deeply understand the story. We had the B'Zoichas passed Monday to a beautiful bris, David's nephew, little shleimala hammer. Because Hashem should be zoicha legad l'toyel chodamasim tovim shalom hammers b'char. L'maisa, so when you zoicha to a child, it should be b'shatayva in the right time for everybody. You'll deeply understand what I'm reading now. I think you'll understand a little bit right now. An 80-year-old man was sitting on the sofa in his house along with his 45-year-old, highly educated son. Suddenly a crow perched on their window. The father asked his son, "What is this?" The son replies, "It is a crow." After a few minutes, the father asked his son the second time, "What is this?" The son said, "Father, I've just now told you, it's a crow." After a little while, the old father again asked his son the third time, "What is this?" At this time, some expression of irritation was felt in the son's tone when he said to his father with a rebuff, "It's a crow, crow, a crow." A little after, the father again asked his son the fourth time, "What is this?" This time, the son shouted at his father, "Why do you keep asking me the same question again and again? Although I have told you so many times, it is a crow. Are you not able to understand this?" A little later, the father went to his room and came back with an old tattered diary, which he had maintained since his son was born. On opening a page, he asked his son to read that page. When the son read it, the following words were written in the diary. "Today my little son, age 3, was sitting with me on the sofa, when a crow was sitting on the window. My son asked me 23 times what it was. And I replied to him all 23 times that it was a crow. I hugged him lovingly each time he asked me the same question again and again for 23 times. I did not at all feel irritated. I rather felt affection for my innocent child. While the little child asked him 23 times, 'What is this?' the father had felt no irritation replying to the same question all 23 times. And when today the father asked the son the same question just 4 times, the son felt irritated and annoyed. From today, say this aloud. I want to see my parents happy forever. They have cared for me ever since I was a little child. They have always showered their selfless love on me. They crossed all mountains and valleys without seeing the storm and heat to make me a person presentable in this society today." We call Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avos. They're the Shalosh Avos, the three Avos. There's something to that, and it's something real. Moshe Rabbeinu was a great leader. Aaron HaKohen was a great leader. David HaMelech. But only those are the Avos. And if they're the ones that this Tikkun Cheta Egel, maybe it's in that name, maybe it's in that concept, they were our Avos. In what? In an Av is somebody, as we just read, who has such deep love for a child. Such unconditional love. And will never separate from child, never be irritated by a child. Be that by that child's side 24/7 no matter what. No matter how much that child helps or hurts that father. And there's nothing that father would do to hurt the child. There's nothing that father would do to betray the child. This is the kasher and avos have towards us. And when we call the avos, it's because that's the kasher they had with the Eibishter. The kasher with the Eibishter. The relationship they had with Hashem was so strong that all they would do is be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam and do for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And never ever would they ever be able to bring themselves to do anything that would cause any distance or any disconnection between them and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because they're the Avos. And the relationship was both ways. They appreciated, understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Shemayim. But they acted as an Av back in a certain sense. They acted back in that way. They were an Av. And all they could do is be connected. Begashmis, Beruchnis, and everything. They would never Chas V'Shalom do anything to hurt the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because an Av would never do anything to hurt a child. Cheta Egel was a representation of a distance from Hashem, was the antithesis of a father to a son. Chet Egel showed we're not connected, we're not as close as we should be. Even Lefi the Mefarshim, that a little bit bring the chait down and say it wasn't necessarily avodah zarah, and it wasn't that we were bowing down to this eagle as a god, but it was using it as a medium to Hashem. That itself is showing distance, is showing disconnect. That's what it was. Because Baruch Hu wants us to understand and believe we're always connected in the deepest of ways, like a father to a son, like an av. Like an av. As we prepare in these days for the month of Av, specifically. And that's the Achana. To be celebrating a Yontav in the month of Av. Because that's what all these days are about, the Shalsh Avos and an Av. And the MS is that the Moadim is the same exact message, and that's why they're one and the same with the Avos. The Moadim is what? What does Moed mean? What does the word Moed mean? What's the Oyel Moed? Whenever you see in any English Chumash, Oyel Moed, the tent of meeting. It's a place to be close. A place to be one. Moadim Yontiv is when we feel closest to Hashem. There is no disconnect. We don't think about disconnecting. We don't think about doing all the taivas and all that we're used to all year long. I want to be with you, Hashem. I want to be sitting in my sukkah. I don't want to be anywhere else. I want to be in Shul Rosh Hashanah. I want to be there. I want to be at my Seder on Lel Pesach, one with Hashem in the deepest ways. I don't want to be anywhere else. On Shavuos, I want to be even those who all year long struggle with Limud HaTorah. On Shavuos night, they want to be there for some reason. They want to be there. The shul's packed all night long. The same people all year might not be learning. I want to be there on Shavuos. I want to be in my Sukkah. I want to be at my Seder. I want it. I want to be like that. I want no disconnect. That's Moed. That's the Avos. That's our Avodah. It's very simple. It's huge, but it's very simple. Just be connected to Hashem like a father to a son. Only want to do, bring Nachas Ruach liyotro. Do nothing that will hurt him in any way, like we would never do it to a son. Nothing. And we have to think about our actions and think about what we do in the day. Never lower our bar. Because it's a summer, I'm going to lower my bar and allow myself to be involved in taivas and things that I think, is this Ratzon Hashem? Whatever I'm about to do, do you think Hashem, am I making Hashem happy at this moment? If not, I'm a look at myself like, oh, I would never do that to my son. How could I do it to the Ravon Shalom? How could I do it today, Bishter? I can't bring myself to. You know, it's amazing. There's a famous Oyev Yisrael, the Abt Rav, who says that the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkot are connected to 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim. Those are the Ikar days of Yontav of the year, and Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkot, are connected these days. Because only if we use these days properly and rebuild our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, from learning from the Avos, like we're discussing tonight, then we'll be Zoichet to the Moyadim in a beautiful way. We'll understand what that is. And thus is our Avodah. Through Torah, to Tefillah, and specifically making sure there's nothing we do that Chas Shalom could betray. Nothing that we do could hurt the Ribbono Shalom. Because that's what it is to be an Av. That's what it is to be in the Moedim. That will be Tikkun for Chet Egel Chavra. And that's what a father does for a child. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes, but Mamish, that's how we have to think. Mamish, that's how we have to think always. What is Ratzon Hashem? What is Ratzon Hashem in whatever we're doing? What is Ratzon Hashem? What's Ratzon Hashem on Shabbos Kodesh? What's Ratzon Hashem throughout my lives and throughout my day? That's what it is to be an Av. That's how we're matakin Chet Ha'egel. That's how we'll be Zoyche to be Batel B'Shishim. That's what Yantav, the 15 days of Yantav, to be Batel B'Shishim. And that's how we defeat a Bilam. That's how we defeat anything can negate us, because I'm one with Hashem. When I'm one with Hashem, all is good. Bez Hashem is Baruch Hu, should be Zoyche in the schus of being one with Hashem, one with his Heilige Torah, one with Heilige Tefillah. We'll be Zoyche to Geula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen, amen.